stay on track and on time, and we're going to try as much as we can. I just wanted to do a few small betweener comments. The first is the next upcoming part of our Agrarian Trust work, which is a negotiation training. As I mentioned earlier, the first part is build the issue, and the second part is support the network. So our first curriculum building activity is around negotiation. That means being able to communicate about your goals in a really proactive and peaceful way to get what you need. And this is the first in a series of workshops we'll be having that will all then become online open source. For anybody who's here who wants to stick a feather in their hat, which is as a farm facilitator, that you could train yourself in some of the core skills that you need to help support the growers that you know, to help support the landowners that you know, to help support the retirees, retiring farmers that you know, to move forward. Another flash thing to note is we've gone to some trouble to create this map. And it is very beautiful and expensive. Here you can find all of the land trusts, all the agricultural land trusts in the country, all of the green investors, all of the incubator farms, all of the craft programs, many, 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 many tab, pull down, drop down menu, click, click, right here. And if you see one that's missing from your part of the world, for instance, I get a lot of complaints from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, because they used to not be on the old hand-drawn map because it was not geographically correct. And I get a lot of comments from Canada, and anyway, you can add it yourself. That's the beauty of open source. So this is another asset to be aware of. Oopsie grumble. And then, of course, the free guidebooks that you can download from Greenhorns and from Agrarian Trust. We have a whole series of them, from the Greenhorns Guide to Beginning Farmers, Handbook of Beginning Farmers, Affording Our Land, A Greenhorn's Guide to Finance, Cooperative Farming, A Greenhorn's Guidebook, Frameworks for Working Together. All of them are free online. Those are the plugs for the products. Oh, yes, and of course our almanac is for sale outside. And now I'm going to introduce Dave. Yes? Before we have our next speakers, who will be dealing really with the very practical, transactional, how do we facilitate land succession? How do we allow people to gain access to credit? How do we allow people to build wealth incrementally? We're going to have a little logistics on the organizational end. This is Dave Henson.
Hi. I was going to moderate discussion, but we thought better of that, that we should break, take breaks and talk, because that's discussion. So just quickly, you know, thank you, Gary, for that wonderful exercise of asking us what we can imagine contributing. And in my thinking, I've got organizations in mind and family and friends. And part of that ask that we want everybody to take away with is this emergent idea of an agrarian trust. We're wikiing the principles together. We're workshopping the concept with people all over the country. It's an incredibly fresh process. Instead of it just being declared by a group of peoples and founded and then there it is, it's a process. And part of that next step in talking with Susan Witt of Schumacher Center, that is right now the fiscal sponsor of Agrarian Trust, has been that there's an immediate need for some operational support that gets the trust to its some early support that gets the trust to an operational phase. And that's one of the things some folks in this room, some folks who are outside of the room that you may know, may be asked. And please step forward, talk to Severin, talk to Susan, talk to me, if you can be one of those people that could help that $100,000 to $200,000 immediate need, not this week, but soon, that helps the trust establish its legal and financial structure. It's the board and advisors that it imagines. Again, it's a national project. It's a process, not a small group of people. And to engage the many land trusts and projects around the country who are the real practitioners at the regional and local level. The trust doesn't imagine it's the landholder, but rather the processor of the enzyme, the catalyst. And so there's a lot of work to be done, and that needs to be funded. So think about if you're one of those folks that could step forward and help out and talk to Susan or Severin. Thanks.
Dave did the hardest part.